Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Welcome back to another episode in the Zodiac Business Series. This is a series where we're diving into the symbolism of the Zodiac to get practical insights for your business. So every few weeks, I'm breaking down what makes each sign tick in business and the challenges they might be facing. This series is designed to be your go-to resource for practical tips that are going to boost your marketing and your CEO decision-making game. So when you're listening to this series, predominantly listen out for the episode on your rising and your sun sign, then your moon sign, your Venus, your Mars, or your midheaven. And that's going to give you the bigger picture understanding of this energy for you. But the main focus is on those big three: sun, rising, and moon. It's important to know that we all have each of the 12 zodiac signs in our birth chart. So each one of them has something to offer you when it comes to your business. So far in the Zodiac Business Series, we've looked into the pragmatic, ambitious, and practical energy of Capricorn, the visionary and unconventional powerhouse known as Aquarius, and the creative and empathetic energy of Pisces. So now it is time for the next sign on the zodiac wheel, which is in fact the first sign of the zodiac, Aries. And today, as I'm recording this, it happens to be the first day of Aries season. We've also got a lot of astro action happening during Aries season. We've got a Mercury retrograde kicking off at the start of April. We have a powerful solar or new moon eclipse happening in Aries on April 8th or April 9th for us here in Australia. So what do you need to know about Aries energy or its traits in business? Let's jump into this bold and dynamic sign now. So this sign has a mix of Mars's fiery drive and its pioneering spirit. It's bringing passion, it's bringing courage, it brings initiative to the forefront of business. And so let's explore how these characteristics might be shaping your approach to things like leadership, innovation, and your overall competitive and marketing strategies in your business. So overall, this is the symbolism of Aries. Aries is represented by the ram. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It's like going to go forward and ram things like that ram does. So this positioning is the symbol of new beginnings because it is the first sign of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It represents spring. It represents the arrival of spring. It's like that first rush of spring, initiation, action. It embodies that raw energy of life itself. It's bold. It's spontaneous. It's not afraid. You know, we think of Aries symbolism can be sort of like that toddler who's like just rushing out, like finally knows how to walk and is just rushing off unconcerned for any of the dangers that the parents can see in the way. It's just out of the gate. It's just gone. And it's going to take a risk, because it doesn't really see risk. It's like just going for it. And that's beautiful. And that's especially powerful in business to have that ability to just jump on in and initiate. And it's also a sign that thrives on challenge because it views the world as a place of opportunity. Opportunities waiting to be taken on, right? Aries' entrepreneurial spirit is absolutely their or its greatest asset in business. On the one hand, it's got this ability to act swiftly and decisively, and it's often the first one to bring new ideas to the table. But on the other hand, this fearless approach means that they can tackle obstacles in their way, things that might deter other people from going ahead. And so it positions them as this natural leader and innovator in their field. And that combination allows them to drive projects forward with enthusiasm, with vigor, with vitality. And it's a very inspiring energy and charismatic energy. And it often is captivating for clients or for, you know, the teams that you're leading. People love an Aries in charge. It feels very exciting and powerful. But here are a few other things you should know about Aries energy. So with Mars as its ruler, Mars being the ruling planet of Aries, Mars brings its own flavor to the sign and brings it that warrior spirit. Aries then has those qualities of ambition, of energy, of competitiveness. And that planetary energy or influence is what encourages Aries to really go for their goals with that assertiveness and determination. But unlike Capricorn energy, which has got a determination and builds over time, Aries energy and Aries ambition is very much like ignition. It's like, let's take off, let's get going. And sometimes they don't have the same level of follow through. It can be harder for them to sustain because it is a fire sign. It's cardinal energy as well. So it's initiating energy. Get started really fast, but sometimes the fire burns out quite quickly. So how does this show up in business? Well, I've kind of already touched on a few things, but in the realm of business, Aries is going to really shine with that ability to lead and inspire people to take action. So having an Aries at the helm of a business, you have that fearless nature, that ability to embrace challenges, ignite this collective drive towards something bigger, some success, some goal, some achievement that brings the group together to go for that goal. And it makes the business a force to be reckoned with. And I do have a lot of clients with strong Aries energy because it is often a sign associated with entrepreneurs because people are really driven with this energy. They're driven to take action and make a difference. Aries also has a knack for innovation. There is this ability to seek new and more efficient ways to achieve goals because it's all about getting things started and getting things going quickly. It is looking for efficiencies, and that can be really helpful in business. So they excel in roles and in businesses where they can use that strategic thinking and their passion to kind of break ground, move something forward in a way that's never been done before, go after something that's never been gone after before. So this could be something like developing a new product or an aggressive marketing campaign, you know, something that is really going to propel the business forward, and it might feel a little risky. To other types, it might feel risky, but to Aries, it feels like, of course, this is the way to go. So the challenge for Aries energy is that impulsive nature, is that more impulsive nature. Not all Aries people are impulsive. It's often tempered by other parts of your chart. If you have a very Aries and fiery chart, that impulsivity is going to be amplified. And the desire for immediate results is very strong with Aries. Really impatient just to get it happening, get it done. And that can sometimes lead to hasty decisions or unfinished projects because you rush ahead before you've thought it through. So it's really important for Aries to cultivate patience and learn to consider those longer term impacts of their actions and potentially have a team around them that can support those longer term implementation of projects and show them the longer term impact of whatever they're working on now, like help them understand that, help them follow through. So if you are able to balance that pioneering spirit with strategic planning and understand how to manage those longer term projects, then you will ensure that sustainable growth and success in your business without burning out. Have somebody help you sustain that fire. So there's a few more practical tips or practical ways Aries can really leverage their strengths in business. So first of all, you want to embrace your role as a leader. You want to encourage this culture of innovation and action taking in your team, and maybe even a culture where taking calculated risks is celebrated. You know, that is your approach. It is a riskier approach, but if you're leading the way, then that energy can be celebrated and that can be what you're known for. And that can also play out in the way that you communicate as well. You know, you are probably going to be more outspoken in the way that you communicate, and you're going to be pushing the boundaries a little bit more than others would. So use that competitive spirit to your advantage. Set challenging but achievable targets or goals. Aries people will often shoot for the stars, and that's amazing and something to be really proud of, because this is something that Aries people will do that other people will shy away from, setting really big goals. But you also want to make sure, so that you don't get burnt out and so that you don't feel deflated if you don't achieve a huge goal, is that you have some steps in mind, some milestones in mind that are going to be, dare I say, more realistic on the way to that huge, audacious goal that you might have. Because this is going to help keep everyone on your team motivated and focused, including yourself. Because if you set, like I said, if your goal is huge and you don't meet it, you might end up feeling demotivated after that or having a bit of a anticlimax. So it's important for Aries people, people with strong Aries energy, to be proactive in seeking feedback, because you need to be able to learn from both your successes and your setbacks. You need to be able to see those blind spots. When you are going full steam ahead, you need to be able to kind of reset and rebalance every now and then, because that's going to help keep your team, keep the people around you on board and not feel like you've shot ahead and you're not letting them or allowing them to catch up. So getting feedback, having regular team meetings, having regular check-ins is really important for this kind of energy, to make sure you're all on the same page, still moving forward for the same goals. So there's a few more things. I want to just drop these in here because I think these are kind of some even more practical tips for you to work with this energy more productively. Aries energy is one of those types of energies in business that can feel like a freight train bolting down the track and you can't stop it or you can't get a handle on it. So importantly, with Aries energy, you have so many ideas. Often you get like these really great downloads with that fire energy. So it's important for you to create some focus in your business and maybe give something like a fancy time management trick a whirl to keep you focused, because otherwise you might find you get taken off track, or you know, you go hurtling down a track for too long before you realize that it's not actually the right direction to be going in. So try to focus on what really matters in the business. Try to get that focus by using some great software, time management, project management software, breaking your day into chunks, having a great team to support you, deciding what's urgent versus what can wait. Aries energy can feel like everything's urgent all of the time. So really working out how to prioritize your tasks can be very helpful. If you have a setback, just like I've talked about before, you know, you're going for a goal, you don't quite make it there and you're really excited about that goal, or something goes off track, you have a setback, it's important for you not to see that as a failure, but to see that as a step to the success. It's just another step on your pathway to success. Embrace those little setbacks as part of the process, and everything is just setting you up to make a killer comeback, really. You know, like, keep your eyes on the prize. Don't get deflated when things don't go perfectly as you're expecting. There needs to be this rebalancing, resetting time with every project. And you've got to be able to learn those lessons and then move forward, reiterate again. And I'm going to come back with another episode next week, in fact, about working with this Aries Mercury retrograde to really redefine and reiterate content. And I think it's going to be especially important for Aries type people and Aries Mercury people in particular to really get to understand how to reset themselves and reiterate their content and recreate things that, you know, need a little bit more development, because the impulse and the instinct with Aries is just to bolt ahead and then to start again, because it's a great starting energy, right? It's excellent at starting new things, but coming back and redoing is a little tricky. So this is where this Mercury retrograde is going to be super helpful at allowing you to kind of redo, reset, revise those communication projects that you need to get done in your business. So come back next week and listen to that episode. In the meantime, let's talk about a few other things. It's really important to stay flexible, to be able to pivot. I mean, this goes for all signs, but particularly for that Aries energy with that laser focus, being able to pivot in business is really important. Being able to adapt. You might need a tweak or a three. Keep an open mind. It might lead you to a new place. Like, don't get stuck on that single track. It's super, super important for you to allow your creativity to run a bit wild. People with Aries energy are very creative. They're passionate. There's a lot going on there when it comes to that fire energy, unleashing new things, brainstorming, drawing, crafting, making. All of that stuff is great ways to use that energy. It's also really important, if you've got any fire energy, to use your body. So dance is a great way to work creatively with Aries energy, or potentially you have more capacity for sweat-inducing workouts. You know, high-intensity workouts can feel really good. Boxing, like, use that warrior energy too, that creative energy, that warrior energy, like, you know, the martial arts that's like dance. That can also be really cool. Kickboxing, stuff like that. That is the type of thing that Aries energy loves to do to express itself, because people with Aries energy can sometimes feel like they've got so much energy. They need an outlet. They need to get it out in order to be able to focus. Like, that can really help you as well. And part of that is all about self-care, understanding what you need for your particular energy type and giving yourself that. And so that, for you, as in with a lot of Aries energy, maybe going to the gym, doing some dance, moving your body in some way, indulging in a creative hobby, art, jewelry making. I've got a great client who loves to create jewelry. He's got a lot of Aries energy. Things like crafting can actually be really great and powerful ways to care for yourself as well. As long as, you know, you're allowing that creative juice to flow and that inspiration to flow in the Aries way. It could be that cooking or baking really, you know, turns you on. I don't know. Find something that really works for you, lights you up, gets that energy moving. That's how you take care of yourself when you have a lot of fire energy, like move things around, shift your body in some productive way. Okay, if you've enjoyed this dive into Aries energy, make sure you check out the other episodes in this series. I would also really encourage you to listen to my episode on Mars and your best business strategy, which I'm going to link to in the show notes. Because if you've got a lot of Aries in your chart, Mars is an extra special planet for you. So for instance, if you're listening to this and you're an Aries rising, you're really going to want to know what Mars is up to in your birth chart and what strategy that might be telling you about for your business. So check that out. Okay, so if this chat on harnessing that unstoppable Aries energy in business has sparked something inside of you, if you're feeling that fiery Aries ambition bubbling up and you're ready to take your business or project to the next level, then let's make that happen together. Don't let this just be another podcast episode you listen to and move on from. Make it the start of something epic, because I'm here to help dive into your goals, to strategize with you, and help you blast through any barriers standing in your way. Check out the link to book in with me right now and let's have a chat. Let's ignite that spark into this full-blown inferno of success. I would love to speak to you soon. This is all about transforming your dreams into reality using the power of your astrology chart. Until next time, have a wonderful week. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.